fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and so happy you can be with me this morning. I'm going to continue to talk about the theme, what does it mean to belong to God? And it's so important for us to internalize this basic principle that Jesus reveals to us. What it means to be human means to understand that I belong to another, that I didn't create myself, and that I'm created for a design, for a purpose, and my happiness is directly connected to the purpose and design with which God has made me for. Now, all of us, every human being is born in the image and likeness of God. Everybody has the same ultimate end, union with God. But because of sin, the fall, the world, the flesh, the devil, we're disconnected from that. Our minds have been darkened. Our wills have been, in some ways, perverted and incapable of simply on our own strength, grasping and seeing and coming into that full truth. And so God sends his Son into the world to deal with that problem, that lostness that characterizes who we are, the alienation that's present. And he comes to bring us home. The lost sheep, the straying sheep, every one of us, one by one, and he brings us, as I said on Monday, into a community, into a new family, a family that's moving toward its destiny, which is what? Heaven, God, eternity, living with God forever in the glory that belongs to him. And so Jesus tells us very clearly with his entire life, look, you're made for a purpose. I'm showing you why you were made. You're made to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's at the core of the purpose and the very foundation for which you were made. That's the dominating value that ought to direct your life. Nothing else should take precedence over this. And every other value needs to be ordered under this. Every other value is evaluated against this fundamental truth and call. You are made for love. You are made by love. You were rescued by love. Jesus' death on a cross. He wills our good. I love you, Peter Herbeck. I've died for you. I've come to save you. I've laid down my life for you. No greater love is a man than he would lay down his life for his friends. I call you friend. Friend, I bring you home. I call you my brother. Come and enter the family of God. Because I am recreating, I'm restoring this fallen, broken, alienated world. And instead of pride and envy and jealousy and lust and hatred and bitterness, instead of these vices and sins, powers dominating the human heart, I'm bringing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. He's telling us these fruits of the Spirit, these values, these fundamental characteristics of the person of Jesus himself and all those who live with him in heaven. This is what heaven is. Heaven is full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, all of it. Jesus said, that's what I've come to restore. That's the kingdom of God. And he's telling us, he's making an offer. Who wants to share in this life? Who wants to enter the kingdom? I'm here to bring you in. You can't come on your own resources. You can't make the kingdom happen on your own power. You can't pick and choose. You know, I'm going to have a little bit of this and not that. Jesus is saying, if you want the kingdom, you must follow me. I will produce in you the fruit of those who will live with us forever. But Jesus isn't going to let us say, well, Jesus, okay, I like this part of what you're trying to tell me, but all this other stuff over here, I don't want it. That attitude means we try to come to God on our terms. We come to Jesus on our terms. We're the one who's defining the relationship. And that's not how it works. Jesus said very clearly, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to gather around me and follow my teaching, and you want me to lead you, here's what you're going to have to do. Here's the criteria. I set the criteria. You must deny yourself. Boy, it's a hard word for America today. Such a hard word. Deny yourself. What does he mean? It means the kind of relationship we're meant to have to ourselves is one that says, I will not live by the drive and the ego in me, that power that's at work in me, out of the flesh and the fallen dimension of my life that says me first. My will be done. My time, my talent, my treasure is mine. And I will do with it what I want to do with it. I will self-create. I will shape my own life. All the stuff that's so, it's saluted today, you know, in our culture, that is constantly on television and the media, whatever. We exalt people who are radically independent. And more we seem to exalt people who are radically secular, meaning they define their lives apart from God and they're radically autonomous and independent people. It's a fundamental lie. It's a fundamental lie. So Jesus is saying, see that drive in you where you want yourself to be first? Do you see these things within you? You have to put that to death. You have to deny that because you're not first. If you follow me, you must become the servant of all. Jesus is so clear. Here we are. Think about this, friends. Here's human beings. We want to be first. We want to rule. We want to be able to, most people want to move the chess pieces on the board and not be a chess piece itself, but be the master of the board. We want to be rich. We want to be powerful. We want to be recognized. We want to be dominant. We want to be honored. It's so much in our hearts at various levels. And here's Jesus, who is authentically the first. He's the Lord. He's God himself. He comes to us, Philippians tells us, and he humbles himself. He doesn't insist on his divinity and his power. He doesn't come to dominate. He comes to serve. He who is first becomes the last. He becomes the servant of all. Jesus says, that's where I'm going. That's who I am. And if you want to follow me, all the me and the I and my power and my place and my recognition and my pleasure, my comfort, my power, Jesus is saying, to follow me, you simply have to let me put that to death in you. To deny yourself then is to say, Jesus, I recognize your diagnosis of this power within me, and I'm powerless against it on my own strength. And I receive, Jesus, your promise and your command that you will put this to death and you'll conform me to your own image, to your heart. So Jesus sets the terms, deny yourself and take up your cross. Each day you'll be in spiritual combat. Life on this earth is a battle. Despite the fact that we want to make it sort of like a permanent Disneyland and one big pleasure cruise, like that's somehow the goal of life, is to get the maximum comfort, the maximum pleasure, the maximum amount of distraction we can possibly have, that somehow that's the purpose of this life. But when we look at Jesus and the apostles, we look at what Jesus taught, what the apostles teach, how they live their lives, and then how the saints live their lives, those whose lives were awake, whose minds were enlightened and renewed, were deeply engaged every day in the spiritual battle. To put ourselves to death, to cooperate with the grace of the Holy Spirit in us, that's not easy. It's not easy. I had an experience a couple of weeks ago. I was doing a mission, a retreat for a group of priests, and I had a break time in the afternoon and finished the work I was doing and got some exercise, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go see a movie. And I went to see a movie. It was a matinee movie. And I came into this theater, and it was a brand new theater. It was huge. And I walked in, big, huge screen in the front, and I looked, and the seats in the theater were huge seats. They were like literally lazy boys. You could recline. You could go completely flat in like a big lazy boy you might have in your house. And I walked in, and first thing I saw was a man, large man, was almost horizontal, and he's holding a big giant bucket of popcorn and a huge glass of pop of some kind. And I saw this, and I thought to myself, here it is. Of course, this is it. This is America. You know, like, this is where we're going to say, I'm not just coming to watch a movie. I'm going to give you Hollywood saying, we're going to give you a total experience of absolute escape and comfort. This is going to be almost like you're sleeping in your bed or you're in your lazy boy at home. You're the king. And it's so cushy that it's almost laughable. And I thought, imagine the saints spending their afternoons. I'm talking to myself there. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to my experience, how challenging it was for me to be there to say, look, what drives all this? Why does it just keep getting cozier and cozier and more comfortable and more pleasurable? You might say, why? Because the people who create it want my money. It's the love of money that drives all this stuff at this level. Why there's no common sense level anymore. So now, it may seem like a small thing, and in the big picture, it is a small thing. But what it said to me was, here Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you have to take up your cross every day. In America, because of our prosperity and our wealth and our success and our drive for material comfort and our desire to escape hardships in life and challenges and discipline and sacrifice, those are things we need to, in every way we can, avoid and make sure our life is totally comfortable. That's kind of practically how a consumerist, materialist culture, that's how it shapes itself. And so we're the recipients of that, and we're the market, we're the people who are going to pay for it. And the more we pay for it, the bigger, the better, the softer it all gets. But here's the master saying, wait a minute, deny yourself, take up your cross. Every day is a battle. The saints show us the disciplines of daily prayer, of fasting, of almsgiving, of serving the poor, of not being preoccupied in my mind with the anxiety that I've got to do something to entertain myself. I've got to do something to escape. I have to do something so I feel good, so I feel pleasure. And so the hardness of life, I want to escape it. So the movie that day just kind of, it's ironic. The movie only went on for 40 minutes and the whole screen sort of disappeared and the movie didn't continue. So I got my refund and got out of there. But the point being that Jesus is saying the pathway to freedom and what it means to be a disciple and one who belongs to God, one who belongs to the Lord, is a person who's come to terms with these things. Yes, I understand the battle in me that Jesus has shown me, so I want to learn to deny myself, and I want to learn to take up the spiritual combat every day, and I want to follow Christ. Deny yourself, take up your cross, Jesus said, and follow me. Where's Jesus going? If we're following him, where's he going? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And go make disciples. That's what Jesus is doing. That's what he's occupied by. The concern, his heart breaks for the lost, for those who don't know him. And so he's completely passionate about that. And he expects his disciples to do the same, to walk in holiness, to allow him to take us deeper and deeper into that way of life that conforms to him. And number two, to engage the master's mission with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's a battle, friends. It's a battle you can win. It's a battle you're called to in Christ. Every day, God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.